めてきゃバラヘイネガマルワナオカネバラバラバラムー Let you feel alive Step up baby We're gonna have a time I should have a time. Gonna have a time.
Poison 101.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
For them, I don't know why. Guess I got too much trust. They pretending that they know me. They trying to fool me, acting like we're homies. But I just want someone that knows me. Got my back like a shadow. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth? Nothing to start with, so don't you think that it's my fault? If I'm feeling this hard and you try to make me feel small, but you cannot contain me. I swear I used to have faith in you, but I was too patient. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth?
Crime. I'll do it again if I have the time. There into the shadows, out of the light. You better lay your head down and try to get some sleep tonight before I break your heart one more time.
Keep us. 431 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is Sunday, November the 17th, 2019. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. I'm sorry, I'm getting worse every Sunday instead of getting better. And I didn't have any frost to scrape off my windshield this morning. It was 22 degrees when I left the house this morning, but that had nothing to do with my getting here late. I've got to do better or they're going to tear up my contract. That's all there is to it. So anyway, hopefully, we're going to bring you 28 minutes of great sports talk. So you stay tuned. And if you want to get involved in the sports conversation, you can give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. I'll be right back. Okay, let's get right into it. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Pardon me. Okay, the NBA yesterday. Nets 117, the Bulls 111, the Bucks 102, and the Pacers 83. The Hornets 103, and the Knicks 102. The Rockets 125 and the Timberwolves 105. The Heat 109 and the Pelicans 94. The Mavs 110 and the Raptors 102. The Blazers 121, Spurs 116, and the Clippers 150. 150! 150! I can't ever remember an NBA game going that high. But anyway, Clippers 150 and the Hawks 101. Maybe they're sending a signal to the rest of the league. And the standings in the NBA. In the East, Celtics have won 10 straight. Count them, 10 straight games. And the last couple were without Gordon Hayward, who has a broken hand. But, hey, who knows? I said at the beginning of the year that this was one of the most athletic Celtics teams from 1 to 15, plus we're breaking in Taco Fall, who could be an outstanding player both offensively and defensively when you're 7 feet 6 inches tall. So, let's keep up the good work, guys. And the rest of the Eastern Conference, the Heat are 9-3, a game and a half behind. The Bucks are 9-3, a game and a half behind. Raptors 8-4, 2.5 games back. The 76ers 7-5, they're 3.5 games back. Pacers 7-6, 4 games back. Hornets 6-7, 5 back. And the Nets are 5-7, they're 5.5 games behind. Out west, Lakers 10-2, followed by the Rockets 10-3, game and a half a game behind. Nuggets 8-3, a game and a half behind. Jazz 8-4, 2 games back. Suns 7-4, 2.5 games back. Clippers 8-5, 2.5 games back. Mavs 7-5, 3 games back. And the Timberwolves 7-6, 3.5 games behind. 4:37 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's keep rolling right along. College football yesterday. LSU 58, Mississippi 37. Ohio State 56, Rutgers 21. Clemson 52, Wake Forest 3. Georgia 21, Auburn 14. Alabama 38, Mississippi State 7. Oregon 34, Arizona 6. Utah 49, UCLA 3. Upset. Iowa ranked number 20. Defeated Minnesota, ranked number 8, 23-19. Penn State 34, Indiana 2. No, that can't be right. Penn State 34, but I don't know. Indiana got more than 2 points. I just jotted it down wrong. Oklahoma 34, Baylor 31. Florida 23, Missouri 6. Wisconsin 37, Nebraska 21. Michigan 44, Michigan State 10, Notre Dame 52, Navy 20, Cincinnati 20, South Florida 17, Memphis 45, Houston 27, upset, Iowa State unranked, defeated Texas, ranked number 19, 23-21, Boise State 42, New Mexico 9, Oklahoma State 31, Kansas 13, upset, unranked West Virginia defeated Kansas State, ranked number 24, 24-20, and Appalachian State 56, Georgia State 27. 4:39 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in the FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the final round of our National Spelling Bee. Let's begin.
Christopher, your word is SIPC.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
In the unlikely event that your brokerage firm goes out of business, SIPC is there to protect you.
SIPC. C?
I'm sorry, Christopher.
Lisa,
Your word also is SIPC.
May I have that in another sentence, please?
SIPC funds are available to satisfy brokerage customer claims up to a maximum of $500,000, including up to $100,000 for cash claims.
SIPC. S-I-P-K.
Don't know about SIPC? The Securities Investor Protection Corporation? That's okay. We can spell it out for you. Learn more at www.sipc.org.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 442 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. We got to keep rolling right along. Getting here really late again today. I got to watch out. They're going to tear up my contract. Okay, National Hockey League yesterday. Get the background music up just in case somebody calls. Hello, background? Okay, here we go. National Hockey League yesterday. Hurricanes 4 and the Wild 3. Jets 4 and the Lightning 3. Stars 5 and the Oilers 4. That was an overtime game. Coyotes 3 and the Flames zip. The Kings 4 and the Golden Knights 2-3. They did win anyway. Capitals 3 and the Bruins 2. That was a shootout. Sabres 4 and the Senators 2. New Jersey 4 and Canadiens 3. Panthers 4 and the Rangers 3. Islanders 4 and the Flyers 3. That was also a shootout. Penguins 6 and the Maple Leafs 1. The Ducks 4 and the Blues 1. Blackhawks 7 and the Predators 2. Avalanche 5 and the Canucks 4. And the Sharks 4 and the Red Wings 3 in a shootout. Okay. Holtby got 21 saves for the Capitals. Halak, that poor guy. 42 saves. So wonder he didn't get blown out with all of those shots on net. But here's the way the scoring went. 11:32 of the first period, Charlie Coyle got his fourth goal of the year with assists from Heinen and McAvoy. Bruins won. And the Capitals zip at 14:27. Travis Boyd got his first goal of the year with assists from Carlson in Leipzig. 1-1 at the end of one period. Second period, 3:30, David Pastrnak, he's still at it. He has 17 goals. He must be leading the league. If he's not, I got to check out who is. With assists from McAvoy and Krejci, that made it 2-1 Bruins at the end of two. 19-19-01 in the third period. They got careless. They just... Well, like I said, they were just overshot. TJ Oshie got his 10th goal of the year with assists from Kuznetsov and Backstrom. That tied the game at 2. No scoring in overtime. And the shootout period, Charlie Coyle scored, followed by Nicholas Backstrom and Jacob Verana with the winner. Bruins go down in a shootout 3-2. Bruins got off to a great start. A lot of injuries, however, from what I understand. And so that's been part of the reason for their spiral first place in recent weeks. But hopefully, you know, we'll get things squared away, get some of those healthy young legs back on the ice, and see where we can go from here. Okay, 4:46 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You got to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. You come in talking about something that I don't know anything about, we'll let you, this become your show. How about that? Okay, National Football League. As of last week, yours truly is still in first place. I've got 86 wins, 48 losses, and a 642 percentage. But my son Scott is sneaking up on me. He's 82 and 52. 612 percentage. 4 games back. Kenny's still in third place. 80 and 54. 597 percentage. He is 6 games behind. David, a new rookie. 79 and 55, he's 7 games back. And Bill is 77 and 57 going into this week. And we heard some bad news. I guess it's kind of bad news that Bill's in the hospital. He didn't get in any picks this week, so we have to figure out what we're going to do with him for the rest of the season. But I understand from his wife that he's coming home Tuesday. Didn't get any details. Just left a message on my answering system. And so hopefully we're going to be praying for Bill. Hopefully he'll be back next week with his honorary self and giving us his picks. So we'll be praying for Bill during the Sounds of Praise program. Okay. On opening night. Who played on opening night? I think I got my sheet here. Oh, yeah, we had the big brawl, Steelers versus the Browns. Browns won the game. I had the Browns, and the Steelers lost the game, and they lost the fight, too. So, anyway, I guess it was a fight. I don't know all about it. I just saw some of the headlines, and anyway, the Browns won the game. We don't, we don't keep score of the fights. Now, today we have the Ravens over the Texans. This could be the game of the week. I got the Panthers over the Falcons. And I guess the question is, would you trade Cam Newton? You know, how serious is it? Shoulder and ankle injury. And his replacement is playing fairly well. And, the team's doing fairly well in his absence. The question is, would you trade Cam Newton? I guess the question is, how much you're going to get for him? Who would offer the most? I got the Cowboys over the Lions. And would the Lions sign Colin Kaepernick since their quarterback is out indefinitely with back injuries? Ooh. And don't know if he's going to be back this year or not. I got the Colts over the Jaguars. The Patriots have quarterbacks all over the place. Trebet goes down. And Coy, what's his name, steps right in. I got the Bills over the Dolphins. But not by much. The Bills were exposed. Dolphins won their first game. We'll see if they can keep that going. I got the Vikings over the Broncos. This is a coin flip game, as far as I'm concerned. I got the Saints over the Bucks. This is a bounce back game. The Saints lost Drew Brees. They were doing really well without him. And he comes back and they lose. That's the way it goes. I got Washington over the Jets. And didn't we already have a Who Cares bowl game already earlier in the year? Well, this falls into that category. I got the 49ers over the Cardinals. Another bounce back game. Jimmy G did his job last week. He got put some points up on the board. The defense was what fell off the table. And I went down with that game as well, as you can imagine. I got the Raiders over the Bengals. Black and white are getting it together. Does that mean they're going to make the playoffs? Possibly. How far are they going to go? I don't think too far. I got the Patriots over the Eagles. Why only a 3-point favorite? The Eagles, you know, have been playing a little better recently. But, you know, the Patriots have been playing well all year. They lost their last game before the bye, a game that could have been won. You know, they made turnovers, and turnovers didn't taste well. And so we're going to see if they can bounce back. But 3-point favorite at all? Okay, well, I guess because of the fact that our offense has not been as offensive as you would like. So anyway, Vegas is always out there trying to make money. I got the Rams over the Bears. And the question is, can they turn it on the rest of the way? I got the Chiefs over the Chargers. And I guess the question is, can they turn it on the rest of the way? It's been a long season. running out of little notes to throw in here about the games. But I think if Mahomes is healthy, they should beat the Chargers. Chargers had a chance to win a game, and Rivers looked pretty bad. And so they didn't win that game. Okay, that's the Monday night game. And if I hear any more about Bill, I'll pass it along to you guys. 4:53 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. if I can get here on time. today I was positive I was going to get here on time. But I didn't have all my stuff together. So to get it all together, I had to run around the place. And that's what happens. Okay, 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I've got some equipment I got to hook up for Sounds of Praise. Sounds of Praise, we are in our second week of our monthly November Thanksgiving Day series, entitled Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving. And so I'm going to shoot you in some program music, and we're going to get ready for Sounds of Praise. Stay tuned. Great gospel music is coming your way right here over WMFO 91.5 FM, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube.